We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Jonathan Wells, former Ohio State and NFL running back, is in with us as he is every week at this time in the 4 o'clock hour. Jonathan, what's up, man?
What's up, my guy?
How you doing? How you doing?
Doing pretty good, man.
Yeah, you got you got fired up.
I did.
Go ahead. So we were angry that Hugh didn't go, especially because. Well, go ahead. Why don't you make your point first?
No, let me hear your point.
Okay. Well, number of reasons why I would have gone for it. First of all,
own 18.
Me hear these. Yes.
The number one reason is you're playing to win the game, Jonathan.
Dustin, I am disappointed. I am so disappointed agreeing with this foolishness.
Right,
I can't
Jonathan,
believe you right
go.
Now. Is I can't believe
so,
you.
So let me ask
Get
you this.
That figure out my face. I can't this. Believe you,
let
Dustin.
Let me ask you this.
Are you kidding me?
So was
no,
it foolish to
you
to kick
I'm
a two-point? To go for a two-pointer?
That has nothing to do with that. What does that have to do with this? That has nothing to do with that. Zero.
But some people would say that was foolish to go for two up 9-7.
No, listen. First
of all.
It has
to do with it.
First
because
of all,
it's about being aggressive. He decided the game plan was being aggressive. We're going to go for it. I don't want to have my hands tied behind my back. You're telling me the odds of making that first down are extremely high. It's inches. Quarterback sneak's almost a guarantee, Jonathan.
Nobody
the numbers tell you
does that besides Bill Belichick.
And he's the best coach.
He has five rings, and he doesn't have a job.
Maybe other-
if Hugh Jackson went for that, and that center gets blown up, or the rookie quarterback fumbles the snap, dude, I would have to get Hugh armed security in Cleveland this week.
No, you wouldn't.
Are you kidding me?
No, you wouldn't.
No, he's right.
Man, people would
he's
kill
right.
Oh, you. Come on,
you're
Dustin,
right.
Don't do that.
No,
come
he's
on.
Right. He's right.
Are you
now.
Kidding me?
Now, I'm telling
you. Can you hear the phone lines? If this man went for that and didn't get it, you give him the ball in the 18.
I'm telling you, I would not have killed him for it because he was aggressive
him.
The whole game, but you're
you
right.
You guys hear the phone calls that come
you're
up
right.
here. Are
I
you
agree
kidding
with you.
Me?
You're right, but you can't make decisions based on what the fan reaction is going to be.
You make decisions based
you think
on
Belichick
it's the right
cares?
Move.
You can't.
It's
you think,
the right
you don't
move.
Think Doug Peterson would have gone
you're
for that?
Up eight,
you don't think
you
Doug Peterson would have gone for that?
You put the ball out of your end zone, and your defense is supposed to get a stop. Any coach knows that.
But
come on.
The numbers say you're going to get a first down 95% of the time.
Yep.
And if
that's
you don't.
What the numbers say.
And if you don't.
And if you don't,
you
still got to get that two-point conversion.
They still got to score.
And get
they
the two-point conversion.
The 18
and Jonathan,
as opposed.
And Jonathan.
As opposed to the 50.
They still have to score.
Where it ended up
your
being.
Defense it was getting torched.
We're debating the going for it, not going for it on fourth. How about, Jonathan, at the very least, why would you not go out there and try to draw them off sides?
For what? Stop it, man.
What are you talking about?
Try to draw them off sides, really?
That happens all the time.
No, it does not.
What do you mean, no, it does not?
Give me, since you're an analytics guy, give me
the stats on that.
I know you don't, because it doesn't happen a lot. Stop.
But why? What's the downside to taking a chance?
What's the chances of that happening? Please.
I don't care.
What are the chances of that?
Jonathan.
What are the chances of that happening?
Even if it's
15%. It's less than 2%. That's not going to happen.
Come on. Less than 2%. No.
Let me...
What's the downside to trying it?
Guys!
Go ahead.
What's the downside?
What is the downside to trying it?
Here's my problem.
Yeah.
They should have never been in that situation.
Jonathan, don't
that's
deflect.
My problem.
Don't deflect. What's the downside?
It doesn't matter. Punt the
ball
out of here.
That's your answer? It doesn't matter?
It doesn't, no.
It does matter. Because if they jump off sides.
They don't jump off sides. They don't.
What do you mean? It happens. You see it all the time.
They don't
Jonathan,
jump off sides.
You sound like a fool right now.
At that point in the game, they don't jump off sides.
They're the Raiders. They're the most... They lack discipline
guys,
all the time.
That's hypothetical. All I'm telling you is 99.9% of coaches punt the football. Am I wrong, Dustin?
That doesn't make them right.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
But that doesn't make them right. Just because all the coaches are dumb doesn't mean they're
so
right.
So all the coaches are dumb
Bill
now.
Belichick, Doug Peterson. I guarantee you Doug Peterson would have gone for it there. He was the most aggressive coach in the NFL, won a Super Bowl. You know Belichick would have gone for it.
He's the only one I give a pass because
it's
he's a five-time Super Bowl champion. He can order McDonald's from the sideline.
Listen,
it doesn't matter what
I
Bill
get
Belichick
what you're
does.
Saying.
Don't compare Hugh to what and Bill.
Shouldn't
we're not going to be able to do that.
Shouldn't
Sorry.
He want to do what Bill does?
That doesn't add up.
You're saying he shouldn't do it because he's going to be criticized.
He's not in a position to do that within his organization. He's not in a position to fail there.
You go for the kill. And if you don't make it and fans criticize you, so what?
I don't
do you
care about fans. I'm talking about the right football play from your own 18. And we're talking about the 40 or the 50-yard line. It's a no-brainer. You're not going to give the opposing team, when you're up by 8 points with a minute and 30 seconds left, the ball on the 18-yard line.
It's one inch.
You're not going to give them the ball there. You're not, because you're going to get the first down.
You're going to get the first down.
Hypothetically, yes. Hypothetically, yes.
You are. How many times are you not going to get it, Jonathan?
Hypothetically, yes. Maybe.
Let me ask you this question,
maybe
Jonathan
so.
Wells.
You've seen people not get it on fourth and one. Dustin, what are we talking
about?
It's not even fourth and one. It shouldn't have been fourth and nothing because it was a first down.
Is the most successful play.
It was a first down.
They robbed the Browns.
Let's keep it real. As a player, I'm not allowed to say that. I got to say, we should have did more. They robbed the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. It was a clear first down, and it should have never been in that position. And now Hugh Jackson, yet again, is taking the brunt of all of this foolishness.
Well,
like, he's the problem.
Well, he's part of the problem.
How is he part of the problem?
Because he's won one game in 3 years.
Listen, I told you I could care less about the first 2 years.
Well,
I could care less.
But Jonathan,
I'm talking about
other people
year.
Do care.
I'm talking about this year and the games I've watched.
Yeah.
You name me a game that you blame Hugh Jackson for.
The coach is never 100% at fault. He's a big part of what happened, why they lost.
Okay.
Right. I think so.
All right. I don't see it that way.
Bill Belichick's coach, I see
Hugh Jackson is a kicker away from being a minimum of 3-1. That's what I see. And I watch the games, and I'm not trying to make it a scoop for Hugh and all. Listen, I'm just watch the football games.
Yeah.
He's a kicker away from being a – I'll take the Saints loss because Drew Brees did what Drew Brees does. You make the touchdown, Drew Brees drives it down, kick the field goal. He's done that to every defense in the league.
You can't say that. You can only say it for the
– He should be 3-1.
The Steelers missed a kick in overtime before the Browns did.
Should be 3-1, buddy.
Gosh, dog, you guys are so loud, and don't let me talk. I want to get
go
some
ahead,
thoughts in
ahead,
here.
Go
damn
go
it.
Ahead, go ahead.
Calm down.
Yeah.
What's the only way the Raiders win that game?
The only way the Raiders win that game
is if you punt the football back to them.
No, is if the referees
blow the
call.
Stop deflecting, Jonathan.
Nah, that's not a deflection. That's real life.
It happened, Jonathan. It's over.
It's not over. I can't just let it go like that. I'm sorry.
You have to let it go.
I thought he was short, but I thought they shouldn't have reversed the call.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question, too, guys. So John Gruden sitting over there on the sidelines, does he want the Browns to punt the football or go for it?
Think about it. Me as a realistic NFL coach, I'm not going for it on
the
18-yard line.
Jonathan.
Period. You cannot flip me here, guys.
Hold on. If you're a player on the Raiders.
Go for it.
If you're a player on the Raiders.
I'm a running back and I'm saying I'm not going for it. Are you kidding me?
Jonathan.
No. We're not going for it.
Hold on. You're on the Raiders. You're on the Oakland Raiders there.
I don't
what
care
do you want
about
the Browns
what they
to do?
Think.
I'm asking you, if you were on the Raiders, if you were a player on the Raiders, would you want the Browns to go for
I
it?
I want you
punt?
To go for it and we blow up your center and push Baker Mayfield
don't.
Black.
Come
That's
on.
What I want. Oh, no. That doesn't happen? That doesn't happen in the NFL?
I'd be praying.
The quarterback doesn't fumble the snap? We didn't see that Sunday?
Jonathan.
I'm asking you a question, Bull.
No, I'm answering your question. Of course we see these things once in a while.
Can the quarterback fumble
the
snap?
Just like you just said, the guys never jump off sides where they do all the time.
Not all the
time.
On a
punt. Well, not literally all the time, but at least probably 10, 15% of the time. It happens. There's no downside to trying.
You're not going to flip me, guys.
We're not trying to flip you.
There's no way.
You're entitled to your opinion. We're entitled to ours.
Punt the ball.
That's fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it. It's all good.
It's not personal.
No, of course not.
Punt the ball.
I get it.
You have a minute and 30 left.
Yes.
Play defense.
I get that's conventional wisdom.
You need a touchdown.
How well
did
the defense been playing?
It doesn't.
They've been awful.
But so you want your awful defense to go on the field at the 18-yard line?
I'd rather
them
not. But I'm telling you,
come on, that makes no sense.
I'm telling you, I think they got
zero sense.
Jonathan, it comes down to one play anyway. The 2-point conversion. You stop the 2-point conversion, whether they start at the 10 or the other 10. You just got to stop the 2-point conversion. You stop that, it's game over.
Listen.
Their defense had stunk all game, and I don't think my defense is going to have to play because I'm convinced there's no way they're stopping me for half a yard.
This is the same defense that you guys have been praising all year long.
Yes.
So you mean to tell me that I'm the coach and I say, okay, maybe they're giving up some yards today. They're giving up some points. I'm not going to trust my defense, who has been pretty stout for the first 3 weeks of the year, to get a stop with a minute and 28 seconds left. I'm going to get
– Why as take opposed a chance?
To that, so take a chance to give them the ball on the 18-yard line. That makes more sense to you.
I think you're much more – the Raiders were much more likely to score from where they started at the 50, but let's even say it started at their own 35. They're more likely to score than the Browns are to not get that first down.
Agreed. Totally agree.
Well, I mean, we'll agree to disagree, guys. That's fine.
All right.
We'll agree to disagree.
The analytics do support us, by the way, so for what it's worth.
And in what way?
Well, fourth and one, and this wasn't even fourth and one because it was fourth and an inch. Fourth and one quarterback sneak has an 85% success rate. Fourth and inch has got to be even higher than that.
Yeah, I understand, but when we're talking about where the ball was at, this doesn't add up.
It's not conventional. It's not conventional. But you can't be conventional all the time.
I just wish that I could just go back and they go for that in some kind of way. They don't get that. And hear the phone lines in Cleveland on Monday.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but it wouldn't come from me.
Oh, my goodness. I just – oh, no. Punt the ball.
You've got a coach that's 0-18 on the road.
Punt the ball.
Or 0-18 bull?
0-18.
0-18 on the road.
Yeah.
Punt the ball.
And you have a chance. You can't get an inch to win.
He's gone 35 games without a Sunday win.
He hasn't won a game
from the 30,
on a Sunday
40,
in 36
50,
attempts.
From the 30, 40, 50, no-brainer. From inside your own 20, never.
Wait. You said from your own 30?
From the 40 to 50, you think about it.
So that's not a
damn fool,
you think
Jonathan.
About it. No, wait, how?
Because it's ridiculous. You're thinking about 20 yards and you'd go for it?
I can't.
You're out of your mind.
Punt the ball. Punt the ball.
You've been hanging with Tress too long.
Tress? You mean the national championship, Tress? Your guy? How can you throw Tress under the... Oh, my God, what is going on here?
He loves Tress.
Where am I?
I love
Twilight
Tress.
Zone? What are we talking about?
You know I love Tress. I actually think Tress might have went for it there, to be honest with you.
Never. Now, you know better.
Go win a football game. Go win a football game.
Not from his 18. Come on, Dustin.
John Gruden would have gone for it.
You're not, Jonathan,
Tress from his own 18.
Jonathan, if you don't get it...
What's Tress saying? Punt the ball and play defense.
Calm down.
Right?
I was having some fun.
Okay, fair enough.
You go for it there to win the game.
You can't beat the guy up for not. You can, but you don't beat him up for punting.
I'm not beating. Thank you. I'm not beating him up for not going for it. Here's what I have a problem with. A couple things. Number one, the fact that it never crossed his mind.
Never crossed his mind.
When
he said he had pushed his luck enough, he'd gotten lucky enough. Like it's
in his rationale, and that was his rationale.
Yeah, which
basically,
is silly.
You know, hey. I got too close to the lucky. What does he say? Lady Luck. Too close to Lady Luck throughout the game. So you know, whatever. That was the 2-point conversion answer, by the way. But we got a coach that's not thinking about the statistics and the percentages. He's just thinking about his gut. You can't coach a football team like that. That gets you 2 wins in 2 years.
Okay.
You got to use the numbers. The numbers to me say it makes sense. I understand what you're saying. I get
no,
it.
No, you don't.
No,
you can't
I do.
Say you understand. And
I
then
do.
Not
Jonathan,
understand. It doesn't work.
I totally understand.
No,
your
you're
side
telling me
is the,
I'm wrong.
Your side is the easy answer. It's the conventional answer.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
I understand why you think they should do that. I feel like you're not even considering our side of it.
No. There is a good chance that you get it.
A great chance.
Not a good chance.
There's a good chance you get it.
If it were a chance.
My point is, where the ball was at. That's my only argument here, guys. That's
but
it.
But ultimately, if you think getting that 6 inches is a near guarantee, to me, it shouldn't matter where it is. I understand why you and others would feel that it should matter.
Where,
I get
that,
it.
That's where we part ways.
You're living in your fears.
Are you living in your fears?
I'm living in believing in my defense, who's been pretty stout for 3 weeks.
But they were gassed. Were they not gassed?
Do everybody's gas coming down the stretch
Jonathan.
In the NFL? What are we talking about?
I got a full
force. Everybody's tired. Quarterback early in the game.
Everybody's tired.
You got TJ Carey out there getting torched.
Everybody's tired. Dustin, everybody's tired. There's 2 minutes left in the game. Everybody's tired.
Your defense was out there the entire second half. This is not the
Browns had five possessions where they didn't get a first down.
Your argument is based off of what they'd done the previous few games, not what they were doing in this game. You have to coach based on the situation. And you lost your starting cornerback, so Derek Carr is going up and down the field.
I punt the ball.
And lose.
Fair. Fair enough.
They did lose.
They lost.
Now they might have lost if they had gone for it, too. They
got
still might have lost.
Don't forget to put that in there. They got cheated. They were robbed.
I thought the overturn was bad. I thought the overturn was bad.
The people in the booth, they must have called Ice Cube. Because it was no Vaseline. Period. They got robbed.
Listen, man.
They called Cube for the review, I guess.
To say that, I get it and all that, but still, almost comes across as making excuses, and I hate that.
No, it comes across as watching the football game.
I know, but Jonathan,
an excuse, but me as a fan, I have the right to say this.
As a fan, you do, but as a player and a coach, you can't. It's a loser mentality because the players have chances to make the plays.
Dustin, I'm not telling the players to think like this. I'm talking about me from watching it from my crib. If I'm in the locker room, I'm saying all the right things like you. They didn't use excuses. I'm saying all the right things like those guys. I'm not in the locker room. I'm in here with you guys. I know what I saw. You know what you saw, right? They cheated those people.
No, I don't agree with you that he got the first down, but I don't think they should have reversed the call. I agree they shouldn't have reversed the call.
I saw no angle to where you could say that man did not fall over that line, over that first down.
I think the angles we saw on TV, you couldn't tell for sure either way.
So they have different angles at the NFL?
They said they have.
They claim they do.
Well, put them out. Where are they?
Well,
let me see them.
They should put
them out. Let me see them.
They should.
You put everything else out. Let me see.
There was no angle that showed definitively that he was short.
Not even close. Stop.
No angle that showed. I thought he was short at first glance, but there was no angle that showed it definitively. And based on what we saw, you're right. It should not have been overturned.
It should have been kneel the ball three times. Let's get out of here with this W. Then you now.
And that's what they would have done if they would have taken that fourth and inches and gotten that first down, Jonathan Wells. That's what they would have freaking done.
I get it.
Win the game.
I understand.
You just got a tweet. Shut up,
Beanie.
I understand.
Stop calling the Beanie.
Listen. If I didn't have footage, those comments would hurt. I got big footage out here in these streets, right, Dustin? You've seen it. I got big footage. So that doesn't bother me. You got to come with new footage. You need new material, guys.
Yeah, come
that
on.
Joke is
come
it's,
on, stop
it's redundant.
Stop being idiots.
Come with new things.
That's
I'm
right.
in the record books.
There you go.
Big touchdowns in the big house. I did me. Trust
That's
me.
Right.
So that there is irrelevant. Let's move on.
All right, we're talking with Jonathan Wells. He's in studio with us. Every week at this time, we were arguing about the fourth down play, whether to go for it, whether not go for it. Let's get some other things. What did you think about how Baker Mayfield played?
I actually liked the way Baker played. I had no problem. There was no point during that game that I was like, wow, Terod would do better. Not one time that I was worried that he couldn't get us back in the game. I was comfortable. Obviously, once again, it's a give-and-take situation.
Yeah.
When you have a rookie, you're going to have turnovers.
That's right.
So you had four turnovers. Now, if you play Terod, you know you may have one.
Right.
You don't give up 21 points, you know, to the other team because of those turnovers. So it's a give-and-take. If you want, you know, high scoring, you know, more aggressive Baker, or you want conservative Terod and, you know, play defense and punt the ball. So, you know, you can't have it both ways. I was impressed. I liked it. For his first start on the road, I'll take it. I see nothing but upside there. I have nothing negative to say.
We were talking before the show about, like, what grade would you give Baker for the game? And to me, I always grade rookies on a rookie scale, not on a – I'm not going to put him on the same scale as Aaron Rodgers. Maybe I should. Maybe – I don't know.
No, you can't do that.
I'd give him a B for the game. I mean, I heard a lot of people saying Cs. I was like, yeah, the turnovers.
Yeah, I give him a C. You got to protect
you the
football.
You give him a C?
I give him a
C. I mean, the Callaway – I blame Callaway on the first – turnover, but the others are on him. Yeah.
Well, I blame him that. And once again, why are we dropping back up by 14 in the middle of the pocket in your own territory to pass the ball? If you're going to pass the ball, Todd, get him out on the corners, roll him out so there's an option to throw the ball away or do something with it, as opposed to potentially getting the ball batted
That's
in the air and giving an interception like you did with Terod against the Saints. It's the same thing.
I don't think Haley's done a great job.
You already know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
How can you say he's done a bad job? They scored 42 points.
Wait a second. I didn't say he's done a bad job. I said I don't think he's done a great job through 4 weeks.
He's had some suspect calls, Dustin.
Yeah.
You mentioned a couple of them.
He hasn't been great.
Since Baker's taken over, I think he's been better than good. You know, what is great? How do we define great?
Yeah,
he scored 42 points. I think it's
I agree with Jonathan on the – I don't – you know, like – When you're up,
if the Browns catch a couple of balls, they score 60 in this game. I mean, what are we talking
about?
Yeah,
it was a ridiculous amount of drop. And that was even with Tyrod, that was an issue.
When I used that for Tyrod, it didn't matter.
I just said that even with Tyrod was an issue.
You did, but everybody else was like, whatever.
It was an issue. It was an issue, yes.
Yeah, they got to catch the ball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been saying for a year and a half, and Njoku's got a ton of talent, and he's got great physical skills. But it's useless if you can't. I mean, this has been an issue for now a year and a quarter already. He's got to get over that, or he's never going to reach any kind of potential.
Yeah, I mean, well, he was your leading receiver this week, unfortunately, with five catches. But at the end of the day, he could have had 8 or 9, and he could have been a 100-yard receiver this week. But he definitely had some butters on his fingers this
week. He's killing my fantasy team, I'll tell you that.
That's the problem. That's why you're mad at him.
That's true. I gave up a draft pick for
him. Yeah, anyway. Got to catch football.
Yeah,
I'm so frustrated by that.
Yeah.
I was complaining yesterday also about Nick Chubb not getting more carries.
Well, listen, when you bring a free agent in here and you give him 3 years for $15 million, he's going to be your starter. But let's not act like Nick Chubb has been doing this every week. You just saw this game. So next week moving forward, you will see Nick Chubb get more carries.
But even before this game, he was averaging 7 yards a carry.
That's his longest run. Dude, if you come in and have 2 carries for 14 yards, nobody sees him coming in breaking 65-yard runs. You could not tell me that you predicted that to happen.
No, I didn't predict it to happen. I'm just saying he showed you a little in the first couple of games.
He did.
And so I'm not saying Carlos Hyde shouldn't play. I'm saying give the guy a few more carries. Can we give him 7 or 8?
I agree.
All right.
After this week. But you also have to realize Carlos Hyde is taking the banging and the pounding and wearing down the defense.
That's fair.
So when he comes in, he's fresh. So he should be breaking tackles in the third and fourth quarter when he's only had a few carries. If I'm them, I keep it that way. Let Carlos Hyde bang on the defense, and you bring him in to offset the tempo. That's the perfect plan. He doesn't need 20 carries, but, let's get him 8-10 carries a game.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
After this week, not before this week.
I still wanted it before this week, but now you know
I'm a Nick Chubb guy. I love him.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, before this week, Carlos Hyde played really good last week. Should have had 100 yards. Okay, so now this week, we see that this kid has more big play potential than Carlos Hyde.
Yes.
Now we get him a few more carries. No harm, no foul. Yeah.
I'm not saying Nick Chubb's going to be Alvin Kamara. I know they're different types of backs. But a lot of people were saying last year, Alvin Kamara's only good because Mark Ingram and blah, blah, blah. Well, Alvin Kamara's kicked some butt in the first 4 weeks of the season.
I don't think he's had 100-yard rushing yet.
He's not just rushing the ball.
He's a scat back. Yeah. Right. But they still are missing Mark Ingram running in between the tackles right now in New Orleans. That would help Drew Brees out a lot.
Of course, Mark Ingram's a great player, but Alvin Kamara's not playing any worse without him, is what I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying that.
Of course they need Ingram.
There's two different aspects of the backs. That's all I'm saying. They're missing that running up the middle. Carlos Hyde is doing a good job banging, moving the chains. He's averaging almost 4 yards a carry. I'm not taking anything away from him, but this kid has long playability, and the Browns need that in their offense. Yeah. So he needs to get more touches. It's very clear.
Kamara's averaging 5 yards a carry so far in through 4 games, and his 5 touchdowns to lead the NFL rushing. All right, the defense obviously didn't play as well in this game. You know, part of the problem, I think, is some of your guys are on the field for every play. We're seeing other teams up front rotating a lot more than the Browns are.
Yeah, I agree there. You know, I don't know what it was, but I thought Derek Carr would come out here and light him up. I predicted it on Sunday in pregame.
Well, he played well.
I thought he would have a big game. I don't know why everybody is talking about Derek Carr stinks, and I'm like, dude, Derek Carr's a pretty good quarterback in this league.
Who's saying he stinks?
A lot of people called in and said last week that Derek Carr, he fell off and blah, blah,
blah.
Well,
last year he wasn't as good.
He broke his leg, bull.
Yeah.
You break your leg, that kind of happens.
Okay, but saying he wasn't as good is not the same as saying he stinks.
A lot of people have started to write him off.
Yeah, okay.
We know that.
You're probably right. There's some people.
And I said, that's ludicrous.
How about the drop by Martavis Bryant?
The kid would have 430. The kid would have 500 yards.
That's as bad a drop as you'll ever see.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, the ball's underthrown.
I thought that he would.
It was.
But he's still got to make that play. Come on.
He's still got to make the catch. I'm just saying, like, he was running.
A little, yeah. You got to make that play.
Hit him in both hands. Yeah.
And there was nobody near him.
Yeah.
He was all alone in the end zone.
That's all on the receiver. Quarterback gets none of that blame.
And there were some other bad calls. You know, the strip fumble should have been a fumble. Now, they scored the next possession, so it didn't matter. But But they should have. That should have been a touchdown for the Browns.
That's my point.
Like, and the tackle on Marshawn Lynch, he shouldn't have been whistled dead either.
You know, speaking of Marshawn Lynch, oh man, beast mode.
I'll be honest, I said last week that Lynch was still good, but not as good as he used to be. He's just as good as he ever was.
He is. The kid is extremely explosive right now, and he runs violent. He runs so physical. Yeah. I love his game.
He may not be, you know, he may not be as good as Gurley or Le'Veon Bell or Elliott, but I'll tell you what. If I'm on the 1 yard line,
nobody better.
I don't know. I agree. I would take him over any back because he never gets tackled by the first guy. Never.
Ex Seattle, how that worked out for him when they didn't give it to him.
That was really stupid.
Yeah.
Wow, that was so stupid. I love Russell Wilson, but that was dumb.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. But the defense obviously, yeah, they didn't play well, man. But at the end of the day, you know, this is the National Football League, man. Sometimes you're gonna go out there and you're gonna get lit up. But even with all that being said, I thought they did enough to win this football game. You know, had some breaks going their way. And unfortunately, it didn't happen.
Nope. By the way, more bad news. Terrence Mitchell goes on IR today.
Yeah, and
they
could bring him back. Yeah.
He's going to miss at least 8 games, which means he could come back for the 13th game of the year, which would be week 14. But that's a loss because he's played pretty well for them.
He has. I mean, how are they looking to replace him? Who's next? Who's the next man up?
They promoted Jeremiah McKinnon for the practice squad.
He was an undrafted guy who was on the practice squad. But they've been putting T.J. Carey outside.
Yeah, he had a bad game.
And he got roasted.
He had a rough game. Yeah. And they put Boddy Calhoun in the nickel because Carey was playing the nickel. And I'm imagining McKinnon. I'll tell you, I liked McKinnon a lot during camp. So I don't know. Maybe they'll give him a shot to play. As a corner – you know, these guys can come out of nowhere and all of a sudden become good players. So we'll see if this kid gets any action.
It's the Bull in the Fox with Jonathan Wells. All right, guys. I've been so busy talking about the Browns that we have not talked about the Buckeyes much at all. Guys, this was a game that was not looking good early. The Buckeyes could not move the ball. Penn State's defense looked phenomenal. But in the end, as they've done many times in the past, they turn it around in the second half. The offense gets going. They had a big advantage on special teams because Penn State's punter and kicker both stunk. And I cannot believe, guys, Jonathan and Dustin, after the 32 timeouts at the end of the game, that their play call on 4th and 5 is to run with your tailback. The only time you had any success running was with your QB. But I couldn't believe that play call on that last play. Penn State really blew it. But Ohio State, good win in the end.
I thought they blew it because he didn't give their quarterback a chance to have the football in his hands.
He was their whole team.
Trace McSorley was the heart and soul of that game.
Yeah.
I mean, he had over 200 yards rushing. The guy had to have a chance to throw and run on that last play, and they didn't give it to him. They didn't give him that chance. So it was a terrible call.
461 yards total for McSorley rushing and passing combined.
Oh, he played great. 175 yards on the ground, 286 through the air. I mean, you know, he's a good football player. He kind of reminds me, honestly, of a little bit of a Baker Mayfield. He's a gunslinger. He can run the football. And I think he's going to – I don't know about in the NFL. I haven't really watched him enough to think about that. But, you know, he did what he was supposed to do at home. But the Buckeyes did what they needed to do, went on the road, still an ugly victory.
Yeah.
Me personally, I felt like this was the first game where I saw what we could have used maybe a JT Barrett because I saw some of those
run options
in the first half when we couldn't throw the ball down the field, which is what the knock on JT is. We had some opportunities to run the football from the quarterback position that was wide open.
Yeah.
And that would have put some points on the board early. But, you know, like I said, this is not about, you know, JT versus Haskins and all that. It's just about JT and what he brought to the table with his legs. And that's what Haskins doesn't
have. He doesn't have that skill set.
I thought he could run a little bit better than what I'm seeing. I actually thought he would be kind of a dual-threat quarterback, but not so much. Not at all. But his arm, you know, I thought he played well. He calmed down. They brought some blitzes. They hit him. They banged him up. The environment in Penn State, I don't care what anybody says, that's the number one environment in college football.
I mean, just watching it on TV, it was rocking.
Bring me somewhere else, Dustin. You probably seen more college stadiums than I have.
Seen a lot of them. None is as raucous as Beaver Stadium at
goodness,
night.
That place is off the chain. I love it there. But Dwayne stayed poised. I never saw him arguing with his receivers. I never saw him on the sideline with his head down pouting. He stayed poised, and he continued to play. And once he got one big play, he just got into his rhythm. I mean, he still ended up, 22 for 39, 270 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 pick.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's a good day up there in Happy Valley. So I was extremely happy, and I was also happy to see the kid from Cleveland, Chase Young,
step up beast
and take over Nick Bosa's role, because I've been rooting for him, and he stepped up, and he was an absolute dog out there on Saturday night.
Guys, I don't think they win the game without him.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Because nobody else could get there.
Right.
He was harassing. I mean, he was making plays on the QB, on the run game. I mean, he really came out of his shell, and I expect to see him take off the rest of the year from here.
He had a lot of hype, right? He was a freshman last year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he there was a he ton balled. Of he hype. Yeah.
He balled, too.
Right, but he had a lot of hype, and he is living up to the hype. He was very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, the Buckeyes are great.
Linebackers are not.
Well, the defense,
once again.
Just the defense as a whole.
The linebackers and DBs. Woo, my goodness.
It didn't help losing your best corner to a targeting penalty, too, in the second half.
Horrific call. Oh, my God. You thought that was targeting?
It might be letter of the law.
I didn't even think he touched him.
I don't think his helmet, even though he lowered his head, I don't think his helmet even hit anybody.
Those rules are also dumb.
I mean, can we not?
They're not dumb rules, Paul.
I mean, I think they are. I think not
all of them, but some of them are. They've gone a little too far.
I think you should at least give a kid a 15-yard penalty for the first one. And if he does it again.
The ejection
is horrific.
That I agree with. The rule. It's a good rule, guys, but it's not a good rule when you eject a kid on his first one.
That's all I'm saying. I agree with the rule.
Right, kicking him out of the game is stupid.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that I agree with.
But anyway, Haskins did play well, especially in the second half. And you know, I can't remember what was the name of the Penn State kid that talked trash about him before the game.
I think one of his former teammates or something.
No, he said that like he knows some of his former teammates, and that if you hit him enough.
Well, in the first half, we thought he was right.
Yeah,
right. Like, this ain't going well.
But listen, I
what was amazing is honestly, Penn State's got to feel like they got to be kicking themselves because they should have been up by more than 6 points at halftime.
Listen, when we went into halftime and the score was 13-7,
right?
I was like, we are good.
Yeah.
Because our offensive line in the first half got manhandled.
Big time.
Everything was coming backwards. We could get nothing going on offense. And I was like, I posted it at halftime. I said, if they don't fix the offensive line, this is going to be a long night. And but they went in. Obviously, Coach Mick got in there and got in their grill. And them boys came out with a new attitude in the second half and they took care of business.
And then Ohio State takes the lead, and I was like, all right, Ohio State's going to pull away, and then that didn't happen. Penn State came back.
Well, you know, my thing is, what were they doing on a two-point conversion? That was clock mismanagement at its finest. Like, to not even get an opportunity to get the 2 points, now you give this kid an opportunity to drive the ball down, kick a field goal, and send you home looking crazy. I wouldn't know what Urban was doing right there.
Yeah, what happened on that play?
I don't know. But I know this much. Ohio State's going to roll to – into the Wolverines game.
Listen, let's stop doing that, because last year after this game, we said the same thing, and they went to Iowa and got smacked. These are 18, 19-year-old kids.
Uh-huh.
They got to go week to week, day to day, take care of business. Now, but they should roll. You're absolutely right.
By the way, how bad is Nebraska?
You know, he got a rude awakening.
God.
He must have thought he was playing down there in that other conference. I don't know what Scott Frost thought he was going to come up here and do, but he got a rude awakening. Boys, he's putting him in his place, but I think they'll be fine. I don't think he has any talent right now, I mean, to really work with. Didn't his quarterback get hurt, and he was playing a freshman? So, you know.
I'm not sure, but I know they haven't won a game.
And he called him out, too. He's like, we're an undisciplined team. We look like we want to lose the game.
Wow.
Well. What do you do?
And the Buckeyes are home for three of the next four. Indiana, Minnesota, they're at Purdue, and then Nebraska. Obviously, they should win all those games, but you're right. You never know. They should be 9-0, and then you got a tough game. You go to Michigan State.
Always a tough one.
And then you got, obviously, Michigan to end the season on Thanksgiving weekend. But what else from college? Syracuse had it.
Man, I wanted them to lose so bad just because how they did that quarterback. I want him to lose,
and then the quarterback got hurt.
That's why I wanted him to. I wanted them to lose. I wanted them to feel that pain of playing with that young man.
What do you mean how they did that?
I don't like how they did it.
But if the guy's a better quarterback,
he wasn't playing that bad to get benched. Not at all.
But if they think the other guy's better, what about Alabama?
I get it. He wasn't playing that bad to get benched. Yeah, because this was a national championship, and I made a decision in the middle of the game.
I hear you saying, Jonathan.
But Jalen Hurts didn't leave Alabama.
But at least Dabo did right by Kelly. I mean, because if he was going to bench him at some point, he knew the other kid was coming on. If he'd have played him another game, he'd have burned his opportunity to go somewhere else, because you can only play four games without burning a redshirt. So now the kid, Kelly Bryant, could go to another institution and play and continue his football career instead of having it expire at Clemson as a backup quarterback.
Well, he did right by that, but I don't think he did right by benching him. I don't think the kid – I don't see where he's done that much this early.
You at practice every day?
No, I'm not at practice every day.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not at practice every day.
Okay.
But I'm watching the games, and I'm seeing that they're blowing people out with the kid at QB.
Because he's a runner, though. He's not a passer like this kid.
Okay.
Jonathan, good to see you again, buddy.
Thanks for having me,
guys. We'll talk to you next week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.